Well, in the story break, the Writer's Room podcast, where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for an awesome movie. My name is Freddie Wong, and I'm ready to roll the bones today.
I'm Will Campos. Banana monkey farts. So random. This is a random episode. We're doing one more random one.
My name is Matt Arnold, or you could call me Lawrence Coughlin, or maybe Business for Britain, or maybe Germany at the 2010 Olympics. Who knows what you're going to call me?
Matt, you're burning through them too quick.
Oh, God, those are all good ones.
Those are all bangers.
As we approach the end of our run, we felt it was very important to revisit one of our favorite things to do, which is hit that random button on Wikipedia and try and cobble together a movie based on what Wikipedia throws at us. That's right. One last Wikipedia roulette for the road.
Here's the deal. Like, after we end the podcast, there's a good chance I'm going to get the joy again of taking a stupid IP for a fucking serial and having to try to figure out a movie about it, except it's going to be for keeps this time. One thing I can guarantee we're almost never likely to come up again outside the context of story break is mashing a random button and having to turn a Wikipedia article about like municipal water rights in Duluth into a movie.
You know what's never happened? We've definitely been in studios or networks when we've, you know, been told that our idea is not good enough for some IP they have, and they go, hey, we have some other IPs. Maybe come back in a couple months if you have an idea for here. Do you know they've never done? They've never been like, hey, give me one second. Let me just hit a random article on Wikipedia, and then we could pay you guys to write a movie about that.
Listen, boys, Spider-Man, it's not going to work, but we would love you to do a movie about the Dongo Tona people, an ethnic group from South Sudan. And we're like, we are not the right people for that movie. That's just how the sausage
I'm glad you wasted that one. That would have been a tough one. Okay, so are we going to do this?
Yes, we're going to do Wikipedia roulette. I got Wikipedia rolled up. Are you guys on Wikipedia?
Yes, I'm ready to go.
I'm on my Germany at the 2010 Olympics, which would have been good.
I'm really glad I burned a click because I did not want to do a movie about an ethnic group from South Sudan.
Where is the random button? Oh, there it is.
There it is,
we would be punching out of our weight class on that one.
All right, three, okay. Two, one, click. What the fuck?
Oh, shit. This is actually pretty damn good. Okay. Freddie's going to be very happy with what I have.
All right. I got a good one, too. I'm pretty excited.
Okay.
Freddie's not happy.
Mine's like a really, really complex one. Okay.
Okay. Good.
It's not going to match well with what I have, probably.
Mine is the Flemish name Balkan, which originates from the old French Balkan, as in horse, like stud.
Wait.
So a Flemish horse.
Yes. I think it's also, it's the word that it's like the Balkans, as in like the Balkan Mountains.
Balkan Mountains. Okay.
Like the Balkans. Can you send us that?
I have
link?
One word. It'll open the right doors. Balkan.
Send us the
Balcaen.
So it's just a Flemish name that originates from a horse.
It's a Flemish name.
Okay, I think we're going to stick with a horse on this probably.
Well, let's see.
Let's see. Okay. Do you want to go next, Will? Or
No, you go next. I feel like I got the punchline.
Okay. I have website defacement.
What? Website defacement?
Website defacement is an attack on a website that changes the visual appearance of a website or web page. These are typically the works of defacers who break into a web server and replace the hosted websites of their own. There are some common targets, of course, are religious and government sites are often regularly targeted by hackers.
Of course. Hey, get in there and edit that. That's editorializing.
Religious. I would probably guarantee that religious and government sites are probably.
No, I'm just saying we were saying that the Wikipedia article shouldn't be saying "of course" in the.
Oh, I said "of course."
Okay. Well, editorializing from
that. Editorialized. This feels like a good one. This feels like a very Freddy idea.
All right, guys. Are you fucking ready? Because I've got our main character. I've got the man that puts this all together, Jim Davis, parentheses, Florida politician.
Oh, no.
Wait, Jim Davis, like...
No, not like the Garfield man. But maybe his website gets defaced by Garfield fans.
Oh,
here
no,
we go.
This is a real person. Is this a good person?
He's a Democrat, so all right.
So maybe.
I don't see... He doesn't have a section called Scandal, that's good.
That's big.
This guy has the most insane smile on his Wikipedia page.
He's got this happy little smile.
It is the most pursed, tight-lipped, Joker-ass smile.
All right, here we go. James Oscar Davis III, born on October 11th, 1957, is an American politician from the state of Florida. He is a Democrat and serves in the U.S. House. He served in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1997 to 2007, representing Florida's 11th congressional district. But he was the Democratic nominee for governor of Florida in the 2006 election, but was defeated by Republican Charlie Crist. So we've got
Charlie Crist. Isn't there also Chris Christie?
Yes, there is a Chris Christie, but that's
not that similar, but like it sounds similar. Okay.
Let's see. Ever since 2000, he became a member of and public speaker for Moving Forward.
I want to just say really quick, who cares about all of that? The idea that the politician shares the name of the Garfield creator is really all that we need to go off of here. I don't care what his politics
are. Okay, I already have a basic...
He hates Mondays.
What does this have to do with the Balkan horse? He's running for governor,
and somebody keeps changing his campaign site from him to Garfield.
Jim Davis is running for governor.
It's a mysterious hacker who only goes by the code name Balkane.
It's like, feels like we broke that one.
Let's do three new ones.
Huh?
Feels like we broke that story.
Broke that one.
Oh man, I'm really sad about this being our main character. But okay, let's just.
What's wrong with Jim Davis? Is a real man.
Jim, there's many.
You take Jim Davis' name out of your mouth.
There's many.
No, you put
Jims.
It in my mouth. We have to. I'm going to be saying
many
his name a
Jims
lot.
And there's many Davises. Okay.
Jim Davis.
If we made a story about Jim Davis, the actual Garfield man?
I don't care about the Garfield man either. He wrote a lot about cats. Like, what do you want to do a story about him?
Garfield. All right. Are we good with this? Do you guys want to roll the bones?
I don't think you're ever going to top website defacement.
We're never going to top website defacement. I'm willing to put up with Jim Davis and Balkane to do a movie about website defacement. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. No, let's do it. Look, this is a man looking at this just very, very generic smiling face of, I mean, look, let me put it this way. Think of a 50-year-old white politician. And this is what Jim Davis looks like. He's a very generic look.
So, yes, you picture the headshot. You got it. Now, imagine what a photo of this man on the campaign trail might look like. Mm-hmm. Do you picture, like, a guy with no tie on and his sleeves rolled up past his elbows in front of a bunch of campaign signs while holding a mic up? And that's, mm-hmm. you've got the guy.
And then imagine somebody put a mustache on his picture. Oh, no.
What if they deface his website to make it be, like, straight up? It's like Jim Davis, the creator of Garfield, is running. One of the worst. Like, would that help his chances? It probably helps.
Oh, so unless you do that, what if it's a... Okay, so this is clearly a political thriller.
Yes, absolutely.
This is a white-knuckle political thriller.
Oh, it's like serious.
About... Or it's like a zany... Like, what was that movie with the rapping guy?
The movie with the rapping
Bullworth.
Guy.
Bullworth.
Or like Big Lebowski.
Bullworth, where Warren Beatty plays a rapping politician. Do you remember that? Do you remember that fun movie from the 90s?
Bullworth. I do remember
I was
Bullworth.
Too young to appreciate it.
I don't think there's an age at which one can truly appreciate
it. I remember,
Bullworth.
Like, I watched Bullworth as, like, it was like, oh, it was like we watched The Rock. They're like, okay, I guess our kids can watch rated R movies. And after The Rock, let's watch Bullworth. I'm like, okay, this is interesting.
It's like when the kid go to Barton Fink and the Simpsons go to an R rated movie.
They get to an R rated watch Barton Fink.
Barton Fink.
Does he have kids? Yes. Okay. His wife's name is Peggy, of course. Warren Beatty directed Bullworth. Yeah.
Warren Beatty was like, I'm directing a movie where I'm a rapping politician.
The couple have two children, Peter and William. Those are the rapscallions that are defacing the website.
Unless, hear me out. Okay, so what I was going to say is that it's like, let's say old fucking, this is maybe the story of how he came into politics, but Jim Davis is like, maybe we start like we do, or maybe it's a Godfather 2 thing where we follow mm-hmm. like Jim Davis at the end of his career and like a young Jim Davis played by Robert De Niro coming up in little Florida, becoming a local
city
alderman.
It's tough on the streets.
But okay, here's what I'm going to say. Do you do that it's like the campaign's not doing very well. They can't get the word out about mm-hmm. Jim Davis. And they come up with a plan.
To mm-hmm. impersonate.
To make everyone think that Jim Davis, Garfield creator, is running in Florida.
Yeah.
Maybe they deface the other Jim Davis's website so that Jim Davis is running for governor. Here's what they do. Hear me out. They deface it by putting a new contact number for Jim Davis. Mm-hmm. Say, direct all queries about my electoral run in South Florida to this phone number. And mm-hmm. so then, like, they hired the world's greatest Jim Davis impersonator to join the campaign.
Think about this. If this plan is to go through, they're going to be like, we're going to borrow the fame and, you know, it's in the run-up right before election, right? And they mm-hmm. know that a lot of people just...
Google search is killing him. Because when you type in...
So here's the thing. The key part of this plan, for that to work, you need real Jim Davis out of the picture. So they hire Balkan, a Eastern European, like, hitman.
The Flemish horse, they call him.
The Flemish horse, they call him. To go to Jim Davis's sprawling estate and, like, just keep him on ice. Like, not hurt him, but keep him off the internet.
They're like, damn, 48 Jim Davis hours. Said he was going to post hog on Twitter the week of the election. It'll kill our SEO. We gotta hire this Eastern European hitman to keep him from posting a picture of his own dick on Twitter.
Jim Davis is still alive.
Jim Davis is still alive. And not only that, 2016, okay, Garfield Creator launches cyber safety campaign. He's also active on the internet.
So cyber safety? Are you kidding me? In a movie about website defacement?
Garfield Creator launches cyber safety campaign in where?
Florida?
Orlando, Florida.
Oh my God. I think this actually happened.
Okay. Can we just take a pause for a second? I don't want to say no to Jim Davis, but let me just throw a concern out, which is our main character.
Fuck you, Matt. Jim Davis is a treasure.
Our main character.
Which Jim Davis are you talking about?
Jim Davis, the one that we got on Wikipedia, is very much a vanilla wonder bread of a person, right?
Like, sure.
I don't know if we can spice this movie up by adding more Wonder Bread, which is what Jim Davis
Jim
of
Davis
Garfield is. The most Wonder
Hollywood
Bread.
Hollywood sex icon Jim Davis?
Outside of Family Circus, maybe just the most fucking bland.
It's like a Christopher Guest heat, dude. He takes these boring normcore people in like Best in Show, and then you get Eugene Levy in there to play Jim Davis. It's gonna be a hit.
Dude, do you think Bill Keane and Jim Davis like just fucking go on the town at the like and like the Ohio?
Dude, when Bill Keane and Jim Davis hit the town, it looks like one of those fucking Family Circus cartoons where the little kids are running all over the place, but it's just bar to bar, man.
I think that's like the Indianapolis like comic convention or whatever. They're like, hey, Jim, you in town? It's like they gave me the presidential suite. Hey,
I want to do a movie about Bill Keane driving around to conventions, but it's just he's Denzel Washington in Training Day, and like his new assistant is like an up and coming cartoonist played by Ethan Hawke, and he's like, you want to be a fucking hit, smoke this shit, dude.
Bill Keane would draw a comic about his crazy parties with Jim Davis, and it would just be him like holding up like a beer and be like, hey, can I drink some beer? That's a Family Circus cartoon.
Personal life. The worst. Bill Keane, the hardest motherfucker who's ever
lived. All right. Okay,
fine. I like that. Okay.
So two Jim Davises and a Flemish hitman named Balkane. The other way to go, of course, is that someone puts a hit out on Jim Davis, but he's from where? Where is Flemish? What is it?
Oh,
he doesn't know which one is the right
Jim
one.
Jim Davis.
Yeah. Well, he's like, I'm going to have to kill both of them because
well,
I need to make sure.
The rival politician might want to kill the regular Jim Davis. They're like, you need to kill Jim Davis. And the guy's like, okay. And then he gets it wrong.
Was that what Charlie Crist was like?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
like
so they wait.
We got
who's,
a couple angles here.
Who's trying to kill?
Let's say in Florida, the election's going great for politician Jim Davis.
Yeah, I was looking because he's going to win because Bill Clinton won that same district by look. He's in a very Democratic district, so like he's just going to win.
Okay,
and then in the governorship,
he was doing okay until Bill Clinton played the sax on Arsenio.
And then he crushed it.
Well, that was before he ran for president, but before he ran for Congress.
Then.
Yes.
So the GOP, the Republican establishment, is like, we need to recontrol Florida. We need to flip this district. So they're like, we need to get rid of the incumbent, Jim Davis. So they're like, how do we do it? They get into the phony Russian, shitty Russian, whatever sites. They hire a hitman and they tell him Jim Davis in Florida. Guess who's also in Florida promoting cybersecurity at that same time? So he Googles it. Jim Davis, or he gets this Orlando Sentinel article that I'm looking at. Garfield Creator launches cyber safety campaign. He's like, cyber safety. We cannot
wait.
This
is very good, but I feel like you need to reverse it because our main character is Governor Jim Davis, not Garfield Jim Davis. And that's very much Garfield's Jim Davis's story. So if you did that, somebody from the Balkans
wants to kill
Garfield Jim Davis because he is making it difficult to do cybercrime.
Yes.
And then. And then
oh
that,
my God. And then the assassin
is going after Jim Davis. And they're like, who's trying to assassinate me? I'm like winning by 15 points. Like, this is not a competitive.
This is so good. Because, no, here's what you do. Jim Davis did not win the gubernatorial race. Right?
Yeah.
He was behind. Race. But here's what you do. He's like, man, I'm behind in this race. We need some sort of publicity stunt. We need some sort of zany thing for me to get. I don't have any SEO optimization or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then his assistant is like, Jim, hear me out. The other Jim Davis is in town. Why don't you do like a Jim Davis meets Jim Davis thing? You know, and then it'll be a good, you can talk about the importance of cybersecurity. Yeah. The other Jim Davis's camp has said that's very big right now. So like, here's the deal. You talk about the cybersecurity bill you want to talk about, and then Jim Davis will give you some of that. He will make Garfield the official mascot of your campaign.
I feel like
and
Jim,
so then the two of them are on stage shaking hands, and then the sniper's sweating bullets because he doesn't know which one is which.
For our main character's problem, I feel like Congressman Jim Davis is like, a what?
He hates Garfield,
a
too.
A what? A cartoon comic? There's no jokes in politics. Those people just draw silly cartoons that waste everybody's time. Like, I feel like it's very like I don't find this funny at all. Like,
and then real Jim Davis.
There's nothing funny about America.
Yeah, he's a lonely man with a cat. He should have another job.
He's like a sort of Gary Cooper-esque, like, you know, yeah. Sort of Mr. Deeds kind of doofus. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
And then Jim Davis teaches him that, quote, Garfield helps focus the message and simplifies the material, Davis said. It also keeps students engaged with the content.
So you're saying it's a buddy comedy about the two Jim Davises on the run from this hitman in Orlando, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got to learn from each other, right? Like, Jim Davis, the stiff-necked wonderbread politician, is going to learn to maybe, you know, maybe it's okay that Garfield doesn't like Mondays, you know? Like, he's like, well, Monday is the most important day of
this
the American
Jim Davis
work week.
Loves Mondays.
Yes,
it's his favorite day. It's the start of getting stuff done. He's restless on
That's
Sundays.
That's his campaign. His campaign is a new Monday in America.
Yeah.
And everyone's trying to tell him, like, everyone hates Mondays. You can't make it Mondays. Like, but Monday's the start of a new week.
Oh, yeah. Then somebody like Jim Davis, cartoonist, pivots his campaign to being like, you know, it's okay to hate Mondays. Why don't you, like, elect somebody who loves them or something like that? Like, let me be the person who works on Mondays.
Oh, that's at the end? Like, he does a little playful joke
about
himself?
Yeah, it's like
himself.
This energy, yeah. And then everybody's like, yeah. Shit. Again, it's the classic, like, hire me to do the work.
I love Mondays, so you don't have to.
Yes, exactly.
Holy shit. This is a serious-ass thing, by the way, because like, you can go to cybersafetykits.org, and it's Garfield Cyber Safety Adventure Program.
What?
As a school, like, you can buy the kit, the Cyber Center for Cyber Safety and Education, and Garfield will show up in your virtual classroom.
That's just fucking Jim Davis knowing how to fucking keep that money train rolling. He just like, he saw the moment
Guys,
he saw classrooms
Garfield,
with computer labs.
Garfield safe posting.
Oh my God. Pause before you post. Look at this. Educators Kit Lesson 2. Pause before you post with Garfield. Dude, no one told me Garfield has had a second life as like, stop fucking posting on Twitter so much. I'm begging you.
I feel like his assistant came running in and was like, Jim, you gotta tell you, the Scholastic book sales are down. He's like, what's happening? He's like, kids aren't reading anymore. They're going on the internet.
They're going online.
Okay, this is some fucking bullshit. Okay, I'm opening this page. Garfield is, there's like an example from the inside, and it's literally Garfield, and he's holding up a big old square Detroit style pizza with his big chompers open, and he's saying slash thinking, and in the way Garfield normally does, he says, quote, two things I don't share with anyone, pizza and passwords. Where's the fucking lasagna, Garfield? What the fuck? He's eating a pizza.
What the fuck is this? Did you not read Garfield? Garfield likes all foods and definitely eats a lot of pizza.
They're just using the pizza for the alliteration. There's two things I don't share.
Keep your private information private as he's eating a pizza. It's pretty
Dude,
fucking
this is
good.
Great. Okay, this is the description for Educators Kit Lesson 2. Pause before you post. I shit you not. Nermal uses social media to show what he's doing all the time, from what he's eating for breakfast to how he's celebrating the good grade he got on his giraffe report. But how much information is too much information? Join Garfield and friends as they learn what it takes to stay safe and secure online.
Shit, this is, I want to get these books.
This has to be the new, like, you know when you say something stupid online and then people post a picture of a clown? Like, this is the new thing. I'm saying this right now is you got to post a link to Garfield's boss before you post.
This is so fucking good. There's just a picture of Nermal on a computer smiling and she's saying, it's okay to give my password to someone online, right? And Garfield is next to her, aghast, with his head on his eyes, just like fucking freaking out, but he can't speak because he's got a donut stuffed in his mouth. And then he's got like a 14-pack of donuts. And then it says, lesson one, online friends are not the same as real friends.
Dang.
These are good ass lessons.
Dang, Garfield, we should get these for Dodge.
I shit you not. The last page of workbook. Password tips by Dr. Cybrina, a new character they're throwing in there to just to shovel this down.
Does John there's go multiple, on a date with
no,
Dr.
Listen
Cybrina?
This, listen, there's new, there's many new characters.
Listen to this. Garfield he wants the password Cheese Quest, all lowercase, one word. And they have a little tip where it's like, here's how you can make a strong password. Replace some uppercases and throw some numbers in there. And it's a little, oh my God.
Okay, be kind online. Lesson three. This is like, you're getting down here. This is like your intermediate lessons. Like, okay, so these are the four things they say about being kind online. Use care when you share. No mean comments. No mean pictures. No tagging without permission. That
Whoa.
Last one is like,
that's advanced.
No tagging without permission.
Is that the shit kids Kids grow up so fast.
I fucking lie down. I was not ready for no tagging without permission. And, so, and it's just the idea of someone being at an age where Garfield needs to teach you something, having to learn don't tag people without permission is fucking wild.
It's like,
to
make
me.
Sure you check your you metadata on your post.
You should be allowed to post a photo online until you're 18 years old, in my opinion.
This is
fucking
wild.
Kids are tagging people?
And then we told...
I'm deleting my Twitter account right now. This is why we're ending the podcast. The internet is horrifying. Get out while you can. If you're listening to this, stop whatever you're doing.
I didn't mean to derail you guys, but I just couldn't believe
this is buck wild. I'm glad you brought this heat in.
Davis is fucking all in on cybersecurity, and we have website defacement. This is a match made in heaven, Matt.
The idea that Garfield's Jim Davis's online safety courses is... fucking put a bee in the bonnet, a really dangerous internet criminal.
Like a dark web, Silk Road, cyber syndicate.
That was like making money off of like, whatever, I don't know, chat rooms online or something horrible.
Yes, they were convincing kids in middle America to move ecstasy for them.
Yes. It's like, oh, use your computers to cyber mine for us. And what it was fucking crypto
bro. Drugs.
Trailer.
Jim Davis came onto it because, you know, like how Acid sometimes has little cartoon characters on it? Like there was a bad batch of crypto drugs that had Garfield's picture. Or they were sending a virus around, and it was called, like, the fun Garfield.exe.
Oh, it was on
a
thumb drive. Yeah. That's Garfield thumb drive.
Garfield thumb drives.
That was fucking zombie botting all of these computers on Comcast.
They were basically, someone was going around dropping off, just like in that episode of Mr. Robot, throwing Garfield thumb drives
at schools
to compromise America's educational infrastructure.
Yes.
And then they found, the idea of starting this movie with, like, some like intense like Lord of War like sequence
watching the Garfield Garfield thumb drive get made,
go through the entire
Taiwanese semiconductor factory to Russia to like fucking middle America, dude, the fucking nightmare of the internet writ large.
Yes. And then the kid is about to like plug it into his internet computer, but then what's that on the homepage that they installed on all the computers in the computer lab? It says Garfield, like, don't use strange USB drives. And the kid's like, thanks Garfield, and he throws it away. And then you cut to like
a
man executing six people for like
a nail gun.
Where's my gun?
Yeah, you fucking, and it's the most grisly execution sequence in the fucking Russian Odette. Like, who the fuck? Oh my god!
It's like, sir, you're taking too long killing these people. It's like
scene at the beginning of the raid. Do you remember
exactly?
The guys, he's out of bullets. He has to get the hammer.
He's about to torture them, and they're like, sir, it's time for your nuclear launch. He's like, oh, never mind, don't have time. And he just fucking executes them one by one. And he goes, time to destroy Washington, D.C. And he goes to press the button. He's like, wait a second, how come our infrastructure's down? We're supposed to have a wide web connected across all of America.
It's in this world where the way you launch a nuke is by hacking a bunch of Apple IIe's and decrepit computer labs from our public education system.
I feel like back in the day, like computer labs had like pretty powerful computers compared to the rest of the world because it was expensive and schools would get them. So the idea that like, I don't know, but whatever. It's like he's about to do something and then it's like,
it's whatever. Again, they're gonna move their crypto
drugs. And then he pulls up the screen. He hacks into some computer. What's that? There's Garfield all over it, telling kids not to do the things that he needs them to do.
Like,
and he goes,
"We need to kill Jim Davis." Right. And then you cut, and it says, and then you title smash to the name of the movie, Ball Kane.
And it cuts us to this fucking
The movie is called "We Need to Kill Jim."
And then you cut to the most fucking Alain Delon-esque hitman. It's the fucking hardest hitman.
You don't.
He's on plane and he's reading Garfield. Like Garfield goes nuts, volume 4.
Okay. The idea that Ball Kane reads. No. Okay. Well, first off, the idea that you cut to Ball Kane like in a fucking like lay samurai, but he's studying all the Garfields because he needs to learn his target. But no, I think the movie, I don't know if it's called this, but like it feels like the title's going to be something more like "We Need to Kill Jim Davis" is the title. And then you cut to
Paul Kane. I like this mysterious.
Let me finish what I say. And then you cut to Jim, like, what sells the movie better than like "We Need to Kill Jim Davis"? And then you cut to "Vote for Jim Davis" and this family, and they're like, "Dad,
and he's like, "I don't need
son." What's that in your backpack? Is it your homework? Oh, no, don't look at that. Is that a Garfield comic? No funny stuff when it's school time, son.
Dad, I filled out the Scholastic Book Fair thing that you said. Oh, let's have a look. Let's see. Ah, the English Dictionary. Good choice. Good choice. A thesaurus. Wait a minute. What's this?
Did you try to slip it? Yeah, the kid's got like 7 classes. Did you try to slip in a
Garfield
comic? Ah, yes,
the Aeneid. Very, very good. Indeed. Mm. Wait a minute.
It was just a little light reading between the Aeneid.
Is this Garfield and food for thought? His 13th book? What's this? And Garfield takes up space. His 20th book.
Please, Dad, I will just finish Great Expectations. Can I just have a little prank?
You can't read Garfield Eats His Heart Out without in my household.
How does the mix-up happen? That's the most important thing. Because it also will decide if Balkan is some awesome assassin, like a genuine badass that somehow is
thwarted
destroyed
by a comedy
by
of
idiots,
errors, yeah.
Or is a goofy idiot. But it feels like we got 2 goofy idiots as a target, so you want like a serious assassin.
It does beg the question, if he's so good, how come he mistakes one Jim Davis for the other?
Well,
that's
the question. How do we make this happen?
Unless you do that, the big zany thing is that, like, our Jim Davis, like, the part of the hilarious goof is that he's going to dress up like the other Jim Davis.
Yeah, they're doing a whole Jim Davis switches places with Jim Davis for a day.
Oh,
or
social media team set that up.
Or it's not his fault. It is the bad guy's fault.
Yes, they give him the wrong
unclear
paper.
Direction.
Yeah, they give him bad intel.
Jim, look, just tell him it's the only famous Jim Davis in Florida. It's Jim Davis in Florida, and he's like, he's got
famous
Garfield.
One.
I'm just saying, if you're starting with this guy meticulously studying Garfield comics on
you would
plane,
not be able to do the meticulously studying Garfield comics unless that comes after the fact, which is he's told there's only one famous Jim Davis in Florida, and, you know, the Garfield one. And then his son is really into Garfield. So then when they're doing like his announcement for his campaign in front of his house, his son for his birthday got like a big Garfield poster or something. Like, if you could have like Garfield show up.
Now, we haven't brought website defacement into the picture quite
true,
yet.
True,
we've gotten
true.
Close with cybercrime, but I feel like website defacement, maybe the son.
Oh,
I've got it. Can I?
Yeah, I know
the
where
son's
you're
like, I wish my dad was the other Jim Davis. And as a rebellious prank, changes his dad's website to be
right.
a picture of the other Jim Davis.
Yes.
Right when Balkan is Googling, because Balkan's like, I will need to print out intel for the flight over.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like as he prints, you know what I'm saying? Like he prints it out, but he doesn't realize.
He
it
tells
in that moment.
His, you know, his son. His son's name are it's weird that he's using there, but you know they're adults now. We're not using kids. They're adults. They're adults. So I can make fun of his.
I can make
kid.
Fun of adults.
Peter or William? William. It feels like a Peter.
It feels
problem.
Weird to use the actual kids' names. It's just a kid.
Davy Davis.
Davy. Okay, Davy. Mm-hmm. Davy's got like a trouble friend, you know, the one that, like, you know, he's like, "Whoa, we should
let's smoke drugs
and drink alcohol and maybe even like it's like I was thinking more like slingshot, like, you know, hey, I got a slingshot, you want to go shoot a bird?" And he's like, "Oh, my dad wouldn't like that." He's like, "Exactly." He's like, "Oh, okay, you're such a cool friend." And then, anyways, his friend is like, "Hey, I just learned how to deface websites.
Hey, I just use this."
Oh, his friend's
kit.
Like, "Oh, it's like, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I definitely remember the first time I was shown Playboy by." Like another kid, it feels like that with like his friend. It's like,
he's
worry.
Got like a computer.
I got all
the
Garfields. I got all the Garfields for you. He's like, "Man, I can't believe my dad's not letting me get this. This is the funniest. These are the funniest books of all time." He's like, "Hey, if you really want to teach your dad a lesson, maybe make him just like Garfield." He's like, "What? How do you do this?" Like, "I learned a little something at computer class.
Yeah.
We could deface your dad's website." And his dad, instead of listening, his son was trying to explain, like, "Hey, Garfield's great, Dad. You know, I'm reading a lot of the books you like, but I also want to read the books I like." He's like, "Son, I don't have time for that. Can you look at my new website? Is this cool for the kids? Would you think kids would like this website?"
Yes.
Like, my dad cares about this cool new website because it's the
90s. He's made his kid the website coordinator.
Yes.
For a kid. He thinks that'll be like, my child is acting up. They must not be totally engaged at school. Maybe they I can give
and
he's
them a, trying to be a good dad. He's,
yeah,
he's trying to
connect
to the son,
but
he's got a blind spot.
And then the kid turns his dad's website into a Garfield website, and then it goes viral and tops the actual Garfield website on Google for SEO. And so then
right as Balkan
is looking up the Garfield man and clicks on the wrong website.
And by the way, and of course, he's on the plane. Real Jim Davis fucking hits him with a cease and desist because real Jim Davis.
No, Jim Davis. Real Jim Davis can't know for a while because it can't do anything that Balkan could notice. That
okay,
like,
that's fair.
Okay, so this then becomes a PR disaster, right?
Yeah, I feel like it's a good moment, by the way, where his mischievous friend, we'll just call him Dennis, like Dennis the Menace, is like, is like, okay, Davies, once I click this button, once I lock in, like, I won't be able to change the site. This is it. He's like, okay, so your dad's password? Because like, I gotta get your dad's password. He's like, it's I love my family more than anything, and then my birthday and my brother's birthday
and then our social security number.
Okay, that's so a very strong I love my password. Family. You sure you want to do this? And he's like, and then he sees his dad like mowing the lawn. So he's like, yeah, do it.
Here's what I think the kid's name is. The kid's name is also Jim Davis because he's so frustrated that this other Jim Davis has become. He's like, no, we're going to be the Jim Davises. Like, you're also going to be Jim Davis.
Jim Davis Jr.
He's Jim Davis Jr.
No, he's like he named his son Jim.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim Jr.
Jim Jr.
His name's Junior. Jimmy and the fact that he's also got, because I cannot say three Jim Davises.
Jim Davis, and Jim Davis Jr.
Okay. We'll just call him Junior.
Junior.
Okay, so yes, Junior is upset at his dad because his dad won't let him read Garfield because his dad thinks Garfield and silliness is a bad influence on a growing kid.
Yeah.
And then his dad is.
It is. Look at how we all turned out. You all read Garfield growing up, right?
And his dad is getting ready to run for the governorship, which is super important because then those damn Republicans will take over Florida. Oh, is Jim Davis who does Garfield Republican? Because that'd be perfect.
Hey, let's see. Is Jim Davis...
We don't read Republican literature in this household.
Sure. Surprise, surprise. Not the only Jim Davis in politics. Is Jim Davis Garfield Republican?
100%. What do you think?
Well, here we go. Letters to the editor weighing in on Garfield's leftist cred.
Jim Davis reveals why politics is not for the big orange cat.
Sounds like a Republican.
Sounds like a Republican to me.
Guy who knows that his brand is being the big lovable cat that everyone loves. So my guess is that his politics are probably inscrutable.
Yes.
Which is another reason why he would have a big problem with this Democrat associating himself with the Jim Davis brand. Yeah. Okay. All right. We need to get the story on the road, though. All right. It feels like we've got Act One. We've got our Lord of War USB thumb drive opening. And then we've got, they're like, put a hit out on Jim Davis, the creator of Garfield. And then we cut to Jim Davis, struggling gubernatorial candidate in the year 2007. And his poll numbers are down. He's stressed out. Everyone's like, you're a boring square. That's why nobody likes you. Like, only a cool Democrat can win in Florida.
Be more like Bill Clinton. Yeah. He's got problems with Bill, I'll tell you what.
People liked Obama. Obama was cool. You're not cool, Jim. Yeah. Actually, this is 2007. Obama's not president yet.
Yeah.
So Jim is like, shit, he's in trouble. And then his son is preoccupied with Garfield comics.
Yes.
And so, yes, we start with him being like, I need to make my image more cool to the kids. I'll get my kid to help me out. Yes. I'll kill two birds with one stone here. And then he catches his kid reading Garfield.
I like trying to order Garfield comics from Scholastic Books, which if kids who don't, I think they're still
around.
The kid
comes in with the Scholastic Books fair thing. Yes. And it's like, Dad, I need you to sign this. And he's like, whoa, let's see what these books are. Encyclopedia Brown. That's great. Oh.
Yeah, you can stop right there.
And Green Gables. Yeah.
The first five are pretty good. You don't need to worry about the last three. He's like,
there's a whole Garfield page in the thing. And he's like, you want to get all the Garfield books? Absolutely not. All right. So when the kid is mad at the dad, then with the help of his rapscallion friend, changes the website to punk his dad and make a Garfield theme.
Yeah, it says, the only thing I love more than Mondays is Garfield. Jim
and
Davis.
As this is going on, we're intercutting to like the like post-Soviet bloc or whatever.
Yes.
And we're seeing the elaborate chain of things you have to do to even contact Balkane.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like someone goes up to like a sort of like a ruined building and leaves a missive and then like someone else picks it up and it's like this whole winding trail to get to this guy.
Yes.
And then he's like, and then the second he gets it, he's like, let me Google Jim Davis real quick. And the other website comes up and he's like, okay, I'm going to go kill this guy.
Yes.
All right.
Or maybe he's so mysterious and so difficult, he doesn't ever use the internet. That's another way you could buy I guess he would have to because he goes to a public library or something to use the internet. He doesn't use anything on his own computer.
Oh, you could do. No, what you could do is that, like, yeah, you're right. He doesn't use it.
He's invisible.
He's invisible, right? He lives on a mountaintop riding with a Flemish horse. That's why they call him the Balkane. So you do that. The missive gets to him. Maybe someone along the way prints out a dossier of Jim Kane and they've got Jim Davis and they've got the picture. And then you do that.
Nobody's ever seen him. They've only seen his horse. And you put the target in the horse's mouth. And the horse, and the horse rides away. And then the legend is like, if you see that horse, it's too late. Nobody's ever seen that horse and lived.
Okay,
you,
this is very good. Okay. This is very good. All right, so then he's like, all right, I'm going to go to Florida. I'm going to go to Orlando. I'm going to go hunt down Jim Davis,
yes.
Right? And then you're like, all right, so far, not too bad. At least the other Jim Davis isn't in Orlando, Florida, where our main Jim Davis is. Now it's a big debacle for his campaign, right? Yes. It's like really embarrassing. And then, you know, but he gets this opportunity because he's a savvy politician. And they're like, wait a second, what if, like, you know, the other Jim Davis is really into cybersecurity? So why don't we do a whoopsie doodle meet cute thing? Yes. And then, like, my son can get lectured by Jim Davis on why you shouldn't mess around with people's websites. Yes. He gets to meet his hero, Jim Davis. I get to get a bump in the polls. Jim Davis gets to promote cybersecurity. It's win, win, win.
I feel like the ending, or like one big point of this movie, is the son should have a moment where he essentially decides which Jim Davis dies. His dad or Garfield.
I'm killing one Jim Davis today.
Well, he's like, Paul Gunn's like, I just need to kill somebody. And I only have one bullet for some reason. So you tell me, which is the real Jim Davis?
Freddie, everything okay?
Yeah, I'm just checking to see if I can look up Jim Davis's political contributions on the federal.
I was like, Freddie's been quiet and typing in the corner?
In the federal,
are you trying
I'm tracking down through the federal election commission.
Freddie, hint, if you can't find what is the political affiliation of a celebrity, they're Republican. I guarantee it. They're just a quiet one. It's fine. They're not out there saying really dumb stuff.
So I will say this. I will say this. There are no political contributions for a Jim or a James Davis in the zip code listed where he lives over the last 20 years. So I think that's so unknown. The answer is unknown.
Can you imagine
might be more libertarian
if this
they don't
podcast
give money.
Scooped the big mystery of the 2000s, which is Jim Davis's political orientation? We broke it live on Storybreak.
You find out that he's using like a fake name for these political, which is a federal crime, so that he goes to prison because we were just curious.
Creator of U.S. Acres went to prison today after a rogue podcast revealed federal election crime in the year 1993.
Prepare yourself for the greatest pro wrestling podcast spectacular known as Tights and Fights. A fact-dropping audio showcase that helps you understand the world of pro wrestling with a lot of love and no toxic masculinity. Featuring host Danielle Radford.
Time to kick butt and chew gum, and I'm all out of butts.
Lindsay Cal.
I'm a brutal Brit, and my fists were made to punch and hit.
And Hal Loblin.
I was doing the voiceover this whole time.
Hear us talk about pro wrestling's greatest triumphs and failures.
And make fun of its weekly absurdities.
On the Perfect Wrestling Podcast.
Tights and Fights. Every Saturday on Maximum Fun.
Okay, so look, I feel like Balkan shows up. I like his whole like, again, he's like, he's the invisible killer. Like, you hire him, the target is 100% going to die, 100% in mysterious ways. It's a 100% success rate. And he shows up because he infiltrates. He ingratiates himself into the culture and the area he's in, and he just fucking finds a way and he kills him. And he shows up, he's like, okay, like, time to figure out where this guy is. And the moment he lands in Florida, there's posters everywhere of Jim Davis running for governor, and then all over the papers is Jim Davis claims to create cars. Field or whatever it is. It's like
his sort of Al Gore said, yes, it gets matriculated through the sort of grapevine, the same way that like Al Gore saying he invented the internet does.
Yes.
So everyone's like, did you see that Jim Davis said he's the guy who really created Garfield? And he's like, this is a fucking disaster. My polls are tanking. I need to make good with the other Jim Davis.
So Balkan's like, perfect. Like, right. This is my guy. I gotta kill him.
He is to dress in a giant Garfield costume and he has a gun.
I feel like the more we're with Balkan, the more you're like, this guy's got to be an idiot. So I feel like he's like the assassin in Raising Arizona, where you just like cut to him.
Yeah,
like,
no, he's just the harbinger of death.
He's the harbinger of death.
So what's the rest of the movie?
You're right.
The kid has to fucking undo their crime. Right? They got in the catch wind.
There's
of it.
Only stakes if they find out that Jim Davis is going to be killed. For
yeah,
some
if
reason.
The kid finds out, like, hey, Davey, I was hanging out in these 4chan darknet rooms. Someone's trying to kill your dad. Wait, my dad? Jim Davis?
Yeah, I think we really boned it up with this website, Davey.
I was buying a pack of E.
I was buying a bunch of fucking ecstasy, Android ecstasy. It's really cool. They press the pills in the shape of the Google Android logo. It's really fucking fight the state, you know? And I was going to order some of it and have the USPS man deliver ecstasy to my mom's basement mailbox. But then people started talking about this guy, Paul Kan. He just came into the U.S.
To murder your dad.
This like pimply little 12-year-old kid having an unbroken 10-minute monologue explaining the dark web machinations that led to this mistake halfway through the movie is incredible.
It's okay. Really jacked up.
They're gonna kill your dad.
It's okay. It's okay. I got a bunch of unregistered firearms coming my way. They filed the serial numbers off, and they've also they've run a file down the barrel so that the FBI can't trace the bullets that shoot out of it. We gotta protect your dad and Jim Davis.
Okay, wait. Just bear with me. As good as Balkan is, and we will use them, but maybe we hang on to them because maybe Dennis, the internet troublemaker, finds the request to assassinate Jim Davis, and the only way they know to stop it is they have to buy the request to take it. So they take the contract to kill his dad, so nobody else will. They're like, cool, we solved this, it's all good. But then the guy's like, this person hasn't killed Jim Davis. So again, right, you're trying to fix a mistake, and the way you keep getting
the notorious Balkan is after his dad.
Yes, now this gets into fun, big sleep noir shit.
We need to contact this cyber crime syndicate in Belarus and tell them that we'll undercut Balkane's bid.
Okay, the idea that they buy this contract so nobody will kill his dad is like, could we solve this? And then his mom, the next day, his mom's like, oh, looks like these classic orders coming. It's really heavy. And he's like, ooh, Charles Dickens, can't wait. And he opens it and it's just unregistered
it's
guns.
Just
and like all this information about how to kill his father. He's like, oh no. And Dennis's like, it's fine. They sent it to you. It's okay. Nobody else is going to kill him. Now you have all the guns, so we're totally cool. Just we'll pretend this never happened. And then, yeah,
oh, the way they do
back.
It too is that Dennis is like, oh, I was saving that Bitcoin for my retirement.
Every time you cut back to the bad guy, he's executing more people. Like the first time it was like two people, and he's executing six people. He's like, is Jim Davis dead yet? No, we've sent him all the contact information, but nothing's happened. We haven't even heard back from him. He's like, who the fuck took my money?
Send in the Winter Strike. And then there's like another hit. Like, all right, so you're proposing
is the kids keep getting into trouble.
So you're proposing, yes, that these two kids, because of this, and it winds up all being a morality play about cyber safety, yes. Is these two kids just don't dig themselves deeper and deeper into a deep web darknet hole to try to forestall.
You never understand. I was buying more E on the internet, and guess what? There's a contract out for our heads because we didn't kill your dad. And then
just buy that contract. Fuck it.
And then he goes broke. He's like, we got to kill your dad. I'm not going down for this.
Okay,
we can't kill my dad.
Okay, really quick. I just want to say, from the fertilized soil story break, springs perhaps a seed of an idea. And, just really quick. Two teenagers, one teenager was like, I found a way to just get free Bitcoin, which is just to put up a page on a dark web saying you'll kill people. And then you just take the Bitcoin and don't kill people. That's fine. Like, no, they're never going to find you. But accidentally, someone books him. And because he doesn't deliver, he finds himself in a world of trouble. Is really fucking funny.
Wasn't this your big documentary idea? Is to go on the dark web and put
so
a
this
hit
was
on
a,
yourself
this was
and
a,
film
this,
a documentary about
I,
whether you die,
through,
right?
Through some very strange... Okay, kind of, yeah, because it was through some very strange set of contrivances, I found myself in the same room as one of the guys who was the head of content at Vice back when Vice was this thing. And I was like, it was a party, I don't remember where it was. But I was like, hey... I got a Vice documentary idea. And he was like, psh, everyone's got a Vice documentary idea. I'm like, no, check it out. I pay on the dark web, you can order hits. So I find one, it's like $10,000. I order a hit on myself, and the documentary is just me, just what happens to me. And then he literally paused, took a sip of his drink, he's like, I'll give you $10,000 to do this right now.
Just so I never have to hear another one of your dumb ideas ever again.
No, he was into it. He was like, no, actually, that was a good idea.
That's actually a good Just another break here that we should consider this like a very F is for fake, like you don't know what's meta or what's real doc, because actually that fits more in I think the times of the story is a person doing that documentary. And then, of course, you need to hire other people to help you on that documentary. But then they start dying and it becomes like, is this even a documentary or is this just an excuse for this guy to assassinate people that he's working for? Like, what's actually happening? Like, what's the story? Like, who's the doc on? What is this about? Is
it's
this real?
Because it's like, what would happen if I put a hit on myself? It's like, Freddie, you would get murdered. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, no, but he was trying to, but he knows he's getting murdered. But that's see, what most I people who get that. Hits on don't know that they're getting murdered. So he would honestly.
So you'd be really suspicious. You'd be like, FedEx package arriving tomorrow, huh? Yeah, we'll see about that.
The hitman would be like, right, how come this guy's got cameras on him all the time?
We're losing focus here. We can break Freddie's documentary later.
Okay, but all this right. is great. This is great. I love hanging because, as always, this kid's the most interesting character. This kid just at the beginning of this movie, all he wanted to do was sneak in a little Garfield and just read Garfield for fucking once and let his dad Liberty Garfield. And then, like, 40 minutes of the movie, not only is there a hit on his dad, but there's a hit on him and his friend. And he's trying to eat for the first time, maybe, because Dennis actually got it. It's just an accident. But whatever. He's got guns in his room. His dad's mad at him. Jim Davis is coming to town. For some reason, we'll figure this out. But like, a lot's going on for this kid. This is great. Okay, so what's the next steps?
So, boy, this is really spinning out of control.
This is good. This is a big sleep. You need to, like, when they ask you, hey, Will, did you know who was
who
the killer? You can say
the big
no.
Sleep? I have no idea. You're
no,
right.
No, just like the big sleep. It means I'm smart, not an idiot.
Okay. Because you're right. It seems like the wacky kid is the protagonist of our dumb movie.
The kid who wants Garfield's soul, no, just has the most interesting stake. Yeah, I don't give a shit about this guy winning the governorship.
So this kid's mad at his dad, and he jokingly punks his dad by making him by turning his website into a Garfield. Like, yes. I created Garfield website.
Which is already a mistake, because now his dad hates Garfield more than anything. Yeah, so he's never going to read a Garfield book.
And then, you know, okay, so, all right. So now,
oh, sorry, really quick. You even have a scene where, like, the dinner, like, he has a heart to heart with his wife, and then he comes down. He's like, "Son," before he opens up the paper, "son, I thought you should know. I think maybe on Sundays, me and you can read one Garfield comic together. Okay, like maybe I'll dip my toe into this world." The kid's like, "Oh no!" And he opens up the paper. He's like, "Garfield," and then like his son again. The son already made a mistake. It's a moral.
Oh, you
detail.
Know what it is? I bet you Jim Davis tried to be a cartoonist in college and failed.
Oh, so that's why
like
really
he wanted to write
Davis?
For the comedy rag.
He finds his dad's cartoon wacky,
crazy
cat
with a K, like two K's.
All
crazy
I wanted
cat.
To do was be a cartoonist, and then I wrote my first cartoon. And I gave it to my hero, Bill Keane. And you know what he said?
He said, "Fuck off."
He
kid.
Said it wasn't funny. It wasn't even funny enough for the man who wrote Family Circus, the least funny comic in all of history.
My comic, Chubby Dog.
It's about chubby dogs.
All right, so this is like a sort of dark Leave It to Beaver plot is what we're pitching here, where maybe there's like this first make good with Jim Davis, right? And like it's at that event that his dad narrowly avoids assassination, right? Like there's like a car bomb goes off, but they're not in the car, right? The other Jim Davis was in the car and dies. Or what? There's some sort of close call. And then his friend is like, "We got bad news. It looks like someone's trying to kill your dad." And now
it should be that. No, because again, they took the hit. Mm-hmm. They didn't do it. So then somebody hires a hit on them to kill the two people that took the hit that didn't successfully take the hit.
Oh, so you're saying
like there's an assassination
so
attempt. I feel like there's an assassination attempt on him, Junior, mm-hmm. at his dad's event because somebody's been called in to kill the people who took this job and didn't do it.
Okay,
and then the world, and then everybody thinks it was an assassination attempt on
and
him.
And then his popularity goes skyrocketing.
Yeah, because then it's like, are Republicans trying
to. By the way, I'm going to pull the brakes for a second and just because it feels weird to talk about an actual human being being the target of an assassination attempt, like this actual politician. We're going to say that this is Jim Davis, like another Jim Davis,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We'll do it now because also the storyline already feels more like 2014 than early 2000s.
Okay,
like,
so this is Jim Davis, who is like a local city councilman in Wisconsin, say. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, we'll take that. We're going to call it audible right there. Okay, so yes, you do this kid.
Junior.
So
I
Junior,
love him be like, we'll just accept the hit. They get the guns, but
they get a bunch of Bitcoin too.
$80,000. Like, whoever gave us $80,000 is not going to just let it go if we don't
kill
my dad.
Maybe they make up a hitman?
Mm-hmm.
And yes. How do they get this contract? That's my question.
It's just on the open
web, trying to buy E, and then he saw this hit, and he
I understand how they get it, but how do they get the job? Like, I can go on Craigslist and I see a job. It doesn't mean I'm going to get it. Like,
They bid for it because he's been hanging on to Bitcoin over, you know, he's been like, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah, see, obviously, they keep bidding down. They accept to do it for like $1,000, which nobody else would do it.
Yeah, they just, they're the lowest bidder.
They're the lowest bidder, and this person wants to assassinate a powerful celebrity. And
that's how he knows they're fucked, because it's like, he goes to his, like, you know, dark web, like, you know, marketplace website, and it's down, and it's like, wait, this wasn't taken down by the FBI. This was taken down by the mob.
And also, we can figure out the specifics in terms of, like, we'll hire a consultant. There's going to be a fun scene when they're panicking. That's like a whole 5-minute sequence.
Here's what you do.
Figuring out how to accept this bid.
This is how they get the bid, is that at first they try to be like, well, we'll just say we'll do it for a dollar, but no one wants to hire a hitman for a dollar. So then they overbid everybody. Yes. And then it's like, who's this mysterious hitman?
Yes, the old Veblen Goods.
Yeah, it's like, who's this mysterious who will only do it for 50,000 Bitcoin or whatever, right? So then they get 50,000 Bitcoin, and now they end up in a truckload of weapons.
I feel like the fun of it, too, is like, I wouldn't have him think about it too much. It should be really this panic moment. He's like terrified. He's like, he can literally see people bidding to kill his dad. Like, we gotta do something. So they're like, his friend's trying to hack it, his friend's trying to figure it out. They're just like typing, and then like, it's like they get it, and they just both said, they're like, we did it. Oh God, no, thank God, nobody's gonna kill my dad. And they look at this like $1 million paycheck they're getting, and they're like, uh-oh.
We expect him dead in 72 hours.
Yes. What's the
they just hope that nothing will happen. It's the classic, close my eyes and the monster won't see me. They just go to school the next day.
The friend can't resist the temptation of all of this money that they now have. And uses it to paint a target on their heads.
It's like the most fucking Goodfellas thing ever. He comes to his friend's house to hang out. He's like, send an N64? Yeah, I got it for Christmas. It's not Christmas. Where do you get the money for that N64? You've been saving it for 7 months. You have $8 because you keep buying it on candy. I don't believe you suddenly saved up enough for this. It's like, okay, fine. It's cracked. I just used $200. I have $1 million. They're never going to notice that.
What's the climax? What's the big fun climax of this movie? Is it the campaign rally? Like, what's the ending of it?
You have to reveal that the actual Jim Henson...
Jim Davis.
Do you look at those rumors that Mr. Rogers was like a Green Beret sniper, and that's why he had his fucking had a bunch of military tattoos, and that's why he always wore long sleeve sweaters? I think you do that, but for real, with the real Jim Davis. Okay. I think the real Jim Davis is the hero who comes in and saves them in the end of this movie. He's like, you know why I draw Garfield? Like, you know, because like I never liked getting up on Mondays when I was part of a mercenary death squad.
He's like, and this is why our Second Amendment is the most important of all of our amendments. Damn it, I knew it, Jim Davis. Well, that's why it's so hard to find his political contributions, because he's a spy.
He's a spy. He's a ghost.
Okay. Look, I like that this leads up to an assassination attempt on them.
Yes, but the
Secret Service or whoever, everybody else thinks that the governor was attempted to be assassinated.
Yes, that the guy running for governor, and then he heroically protects his son from an assassin, which shows the kid that his dad really does love him.
Yes.
But now he's been wounded and in the hospital.
This is an easy thing, because in terms of like how did the Balkan like mistake it, they don't. Balkan's finally called now, because all this has made news. And now the bad guy finds out that this other Jim Davis was, like, he's like, whoever we hired fucked up big time, and it's all this whole fucking disaster. He's like, I just want it all cleaned up. Fucking no witnesses, get rid of everybody. They're like, oh, hey, Jim Davis from Garfield's heading into town. First time, he's like, great, just kill everybody that's fucking involved in this. So it's all fucking gone. Like, kill the original Jim Davis and kill his fucking family, who seems to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then they call the Balkan, because Balkan's here to fucking take out all three Jim Davises. He's gotta kill the son.
It's a fire sale on Jim Davis.
The son knows. The son's figured out what happened.
Kill every man named Jim Davis in the state of Florida.
Oh shit, that's really good, because he gave like the fucking sequence like in Looper where he's killing all the kids, like just to make sure he's killed the right one. So yeah, this guy just killing Jim Davises.
So the Terminator?
Yes. Yes, I love it.
Okay.
Then it's definitely called Jim Davis Must Die, because
it's called Balkane, I'm telling you. Here's what you do. The first thing they do is fake their dad's death online. They're like, well, just like, go get a picture of your dad while he's sleeping.
I feel like there should be an escalation.
No, but hear me out. Because the first thing you do is, like, they're like, shit, the deadline's coming up.
Yes.
Like, well, here's what we'll do. We'll just creep into your parents' bedroom. We'll paint a little splotch of red on your dad's head. Take a photo. They're not going to check the local news again. It's like, he's an obscure politician. But then a local news syndicate picks up the story of this Jim Davis mix-up, and it goes viral.
Yes.
And now they're like, what the fuck? This guy lied to us. And then that's what gets the hit put on their head.
Yes.
So now they're getting targeted. The dad is still getting targeted.
Yes.
And Jim Davis is coming to town, and everything's going out of control. That feels like you're starting to get towards the middle of the movie.
Yes. Well, I feel like the turning point, the middle of the movie, is they call Balkan, who's like now hired to kill all. He's so angry. This guy is so, this is such a radical madman of a bad guy. He's just like, kill, I'm just fucking tired. Let's kill every single Jim Davis in fucking Florida.
Yeah,
I never want to hear the name Jim Davis again. I want Jim Davis to be in the same names as like Hitler, that nobody's going to name their kid Jim Davis because they're so scared that they'll get killed. And like, the only one man can do this. The horse, they call him.
They call him the horse.
Nobody's ever seen him. You give the target name into the mouth of a horse and it rides off into the sunset. People have tried trailing that horse before, but they get killed.
They never come back.
They never come back.
Now it feels like the back half of your second act is building up to this like PR coup with Jim Davis.
It feels like you need the kid to go on an adventure with Jim Davis and Jim Davis's dad. It feels like eventually, like as this fucking force of nature is coming to town killing Jim Davis's, and as you're coming to the point where Jim Davis, Garfield Jim Davis, is coming into town and Jim Davis, the dad, finds out what Junior did, it just feels like there's going to be a moment where like all three of them are like tied on a boat together with like Balkan or something. It feels like the three of them need to go.
Who is the Jim? He's like, just which one of you is the one I'm supposed to kill?
Yeah. Well, maybe he's going to kill all Jim Davises.
Okay, I don't know if we need to do that. But here's the other thing. It feels like that you also do this kid is starting to like grow closer to his dad. Because I think you do, like, he's under all this pressure and then keeps going to his dad for advice in roundabout ways, and his dad is actually helping him, right? And the kid's opening up about why he's scared, even though he can't say why. And so he's like, wow, you know, his dad is helping him solve these problems and roll through this kind of stuff. He's like, wow, my dad's a pretty good politician. Like, all the local people seem to really like my dad, you know, like that kind of thing.
How about the thing that they bond is that they find out not only is Jim Davis like a Green Beret, but his dad's also was originally a Secret Service member. And that's what him and Jim Davis find out that they both have in common. And Jim Davis is like, I turned my trauma into comedy. He's like, well, I turned my trauma into just wanting to make the country a better place. And they're like, I respect what you do.
Yeah, they team up.
This just becomes a weird power fantasy of this kid having
two cool
super,
dads.
Super cool dads with machine guns that are attacking the coolest assassin from the Eastern Bloc.
What a fever dream. It's like, yeah, I like that they were. I don't know, I've been listening to a lot of Warren Zevon lately, and like he has two separate songs about mercenaries doing wet work in like in South America and stuff like that. And it's like the idea that both of these guys were like, oh yeah, like we overthrew the government in this country. It's like, yeah, I was working for the CIA on that op. Oh wow, you're like, what the fuck?
Then they make the internet a safe place because you reveal. Is there like a bigger plot, or are both Jim Davis is going to save the sun? What's the ending in this fever dream?
This is the dumbest movie.
No, this is fucking great.
This movie rules.
It's fucking dope as hell. We just need to stick the landing, and I feel like the way you stick the landing is not to fucking bring the plane down. It's just to get the plane higher and higher. Just keep going.
What if there's a consortium?
You don't need a landing to get out of the orbit. What if
that's
out of the
that's
atmosphere.
The difference between us and other screenwriters. We never leave anything. We never save anything for the final act.
Yeah. Rather fucking be floating off in space than crash into the earth. So let's just fucking pull this baby
Bill,
up.
What if Bill Watterson comes out of the fucking woodwork? You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's
comics.
Like, oh yeah, Jim Davis is like, let me call a couple of friends. And who is it? It's Bill. And it's fucking the guy who does Zits. And
who's
it's
the guy
Kathy.
That does
it's the lady who does Kathy. And you find out that there's this whole platoon of black ops people in the 1970s who all went on to become cartoonists.
Yeah. It's like, it's Johnny Hart. The guy who does BC, he's the explosives expert or whatever, right?
Maybe it's actually his dad is the black ops, because the low point would be like him and his dad connect and they save their lives and they're both alive and his dad's won the election. But the one thing is that still bad guy from the Eastern Bloc needs Garfield Jim Davis to be dead. And he's like, nobody's going to believe us and nobody can help us. And he's like, son, the reason I'm not funny is I'm a badass.
Yeah, he saves Jim Davis.
And it's like, I need you to come with me. And then it's like, me and you are going to go save Jim Davis. And then
here's what you do. Oh, yes. Here's what this builds up to is, yes, the kid gets deeper and deeper and deeper until he realizes his dad is going to die. And the only thing he can do is tell the assassin what happened.
Yes.
But then he has to betray the other Jim Davis to do that. His idol. He's like, it's the wrong Jim Davis. You want the wrong Jim Davis. Yeah. Like, this is my dad. He's not Jim Davis, right? Yeah. And then he's like, all right.
He didn't make Garfield, but the internet said he did. I did that. The internet's easy. You can just put whatever you want on there. That's why you don't trust it. That's why a man like Jim Davis is trying to make it safer, but now you're going to have to kill him, and it's all my fault. He's like, okay, well, I'm out of here. I'm going to go kill
you. I'm going to go kill the real Jim Davis.
Kill the real Jim Davis.
Okay.
And his dad overhears his son's speech.
Son,
in class.
Why didn't you tell me that was what was going on?
The dad's like, it's okay. As
this, is literally like, this is literally like the weirdest Leave It to Beaver episode
yes.
ever. Like, this is so,
so
like,
fucking
Beaver
good.
And Eddie. Yes. Haskell go on the fucking yes. dark web and order a hit. Oh my God.
And then he's like, Dad, if you're such a badass, how come you're bringing me and Dennis along? That feels unsafe. He's like, well, I was so dangerous. The government said I could never raise my hand up in violence ever again. So nobody can know I'm doing this. Otherwise, I'll take out the whole family. That's how deadly I am. But I need your friend's computer expertise, and I need you because
you know Garfield.
You'll be able to navigate the Jim Davis Garfield hedge maze on his property. You know every twist and turn. You go left
Jim
at normal.
Jim Davis lives in this massive compound with all these Garfield-themed mazes and booby traps. Yeah,
exactly. It's like, quick, it's all Garfield-themed. Oh. That way it keeps the real Jim Davis in and all the other non...
They get there and there's like the fucking windows broken and stuff. They're like, we're too late. And they're like, no, the hunt's just begun because Jim Davis lives in this mansion. And yes, Bakken is working his way through this fucking Matt Garfield madhouse to kill him. And now the three of them have to try to get to Jim Davis.
That's a fucking sick standoff when everyone's guns are pointed at each other at the end. It's like, Dad, don't shoot!
Jim Davis is just like watching from his fucking HQ with security monitors all over this fucking mass. Like, it's why like does this man like, have? But he knows. He's like, I knew the moment I went after the internet. I was gonna have powerful enemies.
So you finally come, Balkan. I've been watching you ever since. I've been watching you ever since you cleared customs.
And then the very end, when they fucking save him, it's just straight up like fucking the Dread Robbers pirate and fucking Willy Wonka. He's like, this was all a test because I can't keep writing Garfield cartoons. I'm always looking for the next Jim Davis to write. And he looks like, Dad, can I? He's like, son, I think you'd write incredible comics. And then the son stays in the mansion, so he has to let his son go. And then you cut to Governor Jim Davis, who's won the election, and he gets
City Councilman of Wyoming,
and he gets, and he opens up the package from Amazon, and what's that? The newest Garfield comic, and it's written by Jim Davis, and he reads it, and he chuckles, and he cut to young Jim Davis, now living in this fucking madhouse mansion, as the new Jim Davis, he's like, this joke's for you, Dad. You're like, aw.
The end.
Tragically, yes, they have to fake the son's death.
Yes. In order for him to become
the new Jim Davis. And you do that, yes, Jim Davis is the real Jim Davis is mortally wounded. It's real people dying in the script. All right, never mind. But so you do that, yes, they fake his son's death so he can go on because Jim Davis is like, I need to retire. I want to devote myself full time to cybersecurity and taking down this vicious mob of internet criminals. But someone needs to bring the world laughter. And it's you, kid. You're the new Jim Davis.
I'm going stale. I've been writing this comic for 15 years, you know, and the Jim Davis before me wrote it for 15 years. It's like, we can't keep doing it.
He's not even the first Jim Davis.
He's the second one.
Fuck, that's good.
Shit, that's so fucking good.
All right, let me see if I can circle the saddles here and walk through the five acts.
This pivot into the second act is the most fucking radical pivot of any of our movies ever. Which is
okay,
this
so
fucking attack on a madhouse mansion.
So we're saying that
Congressman Jim Davis,
local alderman running for city council or whatever, yes. Jim Davis, right?
Yes, he's
a working man trying to make a difference in his town in Wisconsin, and his son hates him because he doesn't let him read Garfield cartoons because it reminds him of his past.
Yeah. He wants his son to be serious.
He was the funny man in his unit in Nam who would do cartoons, and then he put that all away.
Yeah.
So the son is put in charge of his website for his campaign and then punks him by changing the name, and then this gets the internet hit squad on him, right?
Yes.
He and his friend, Eddie Haskell, buy the contract.
Yes.
To, and then get $1 million in an arsenal
this
of
is
weapons.
Kind of the name of the bad guy. It's not the internet. It's this fucking Eastern Bloc drug dealer that needs the internet to be a dangerous place.
But yes.
The real Garfield Jim Davis is...
It's Putin.
Putin. Okay, Putin. Yes, it's Putin.
It's before an oligarch.
This is Putin in the KGB era.
Yeah. So you do this oligarch or whatever, this crime syndicate. The crime syndicate puts the hit out. Okay, so yes, they buy the hit. They're like, oh, shit. We have to actually show proof of death that to these guys, but your dad is a nobody. Don't worry about it. We'll just, again, take a picture of him and Photoshop it to make him look like a dead. That's when they get the money. It seems like it worked. Yes. So then they get like $50 million wired to them in an account in the Seychelles. Meanwhile, the story about the Garfield mix-up goes viral on the local news. It becomes this big embarrassment. Yes. They find out that they lied to them, right? Yes. And so now they're hiring a hitman to kill the hitman. They're hiring to do both jobs, to kill the original hitman and to kill Jim Davis. Yes. So they hire the untouchable Balkane, right?
Yes. And then, assassination attempt is on the kids. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, it was on the governor. And then he's like, son, I need to talk to you. And then that's when he reveals his secret, because he's like, they weren't trying to attack me. It's like, you don't think I've seen a fucking assassination attempt? They were trying to kill you. What did you do, son? What did you fucking do? It's like, Dad, I've never seen you like this. He's like, you don't know a lot about me, son. There's a reason why I don't laugh anymore, because I know this world's a dangerous place. What have you fucking done? And
then he
has to tell him everything.
So he confesses to the dad, who's furious with him, but is like, you fool, he's going to go after the real Jim Davis next. You don't understand, right? So then he and his son and Eddie Haskell in tow go to the Jim Davis compound.
Yes. Where Jim Davis is built, because he knows that once
he knows
he fucking
that cybercrime is coming for him.
Once he starts going after the internet, the most dangerous people in the world are going to come after him.
And then you do your last act is this showdown. The son and father have a heart-to-heart along the way where he learns more about the dad. Because the dad's got to get all his old buddies from Nam, right? Yes. Who are all these other, again, I like it being like...
all the cartoonists that
it's the Kathy Lady and Bill Watterson, and they got to get a team together to go save
you
Jim
actually
Davis.
Do a sequence just to do a fucking cheesy Avengers sequence. He calls all these people, and then when he tells them they're going after the Balkan, they say, we can't help you. And they hang up. So it's just him and the three kids. And then when they get there, though, they're like, it looks like it's just the three of us. It's like they all come in. They're like, we can let you do this on your own. If we're going to die, we're all going to die together. The two kids are like, wait, what? We're gonna die? They're like, yeah. If everyone gets the Balkan, we're definitely gonna die.
Dude,
but maybe we can save Jim Davis.
Kathy Guizwhite, she's the machine gunner of the group because she's like,
cat gun.
Cat, 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 cat.
Okay.
Fuck, this is some good shit.
So they all die, by the way. The final.
Yes, and then all of the cartoonists go out like fucking heroes. Because
you can't set a Balkan to be that dangerous and then nothing happens.
You gotta have those bad guy cartoonists that are working with the Balkan
good.
The Dilbert guy.
Yes.
Kathy Lady and Dilbert guy, it's like Spike and Vicious.
Yes. You
know, one's got the sword and one's got the gun. All right.
That's very good.
So,
trouble kid ties too.
So they do this white knuckle run through the Jim Davis Garfield booby trap mansion while matching wits with Balkane, who's been reading up on Garfield and U.S. Acres and all of the fun Jim Davis stuff.
Yeah.
And
it's just that Jim Davis gives it away. It should be his father finally kills Balkane. It's this fucking like crazy standoff. And then I think a bunch of people get shot. Everybody goes down except for him, his father, and I think Balkan dies, but I think Jim Davis gets shot. Mm-hmm. And then as he's dying, he's like, just remember, kid, when you take this mantle, you are signing yourself a death sentence, but it's worth it to give the world humor. You hang on and you write these comics as long as you can, because somebody's got to do it. And he looks at his dad.
The world
he's like,
needs laughter.
And then, yes, the dad goes from like, these comics are dumb, to being like, it is worth sacrificing my son's life to the inevitability of he will get killed before keep writing comics, but it's something that he's always wanted.
You get this little subtle message in there. It's not that all the cartoonists die, but you do this subtle thing, because this is the other thing, is that the newspaper comic game is a stranglehold.
Yes.
Right? It's the same six old people who have been writing the comics for forever, right? So then Kathy and the Doonesbury guy and fucking the guy who writes, again, like the
BC
guy or whatever, they're all like, you know what? Like, when we all put down our guns to become cartoonists, we needed a break from the violence. But you know what? Like, we've been holding the new generation hostage. We've laid dormant too long. Look at what's happened. Like, internet crime is through the roof. We need to go fight internet crime and give up cartoons for a new generation of talent.
And then all the webcomic writers are like, we don't need newspapers.
Yeah, we're fine.
We're fine.
Have you seen these webcomics? They're terrible. We need new newspaper comics.
Okay.
All right, so then the kid becomes the new Jim Davis, and the dad says a tearful goodbye and becomes this local city councilman who wins after his son
dies. And every Sunday he reads his son's comic, and he loves it.
Yeah.
And that's fucking good.
That's the end of the movie.
The
and
end.
Then Warren Zevon's Jungle Work plays over the end of the movie. And,
oh, and then you think Balkan is dead, but then the final, oh, no, this is fucking what you need. The final image of the movie is that all seems happily ever after. And what's that? The camera pans out and it crosses over the Atlantic Ocean and comes across to where? Russia. And you see Putin eating breakfast and he hears a, and he looks up and he sees Balkan's horse. And then the camera cuts. It's like, is Balkan alive? Is he taking revenge on Putin? What's happening? Balkan never dies.
Last thing, What is the elaborate Garfield-themed trap that kills Balkan or so seemingly kills Balkan? Is it
it's
giant
like a
vat of lasagna?
Yeah. Like it burns his skin, you know, like it burns him alive. The lasagna, big lasagna.
Does he use or Jim Davis falls into a big lasagna and does the Terminator thumbs up?
Yes. Yes.
Anyway,
oh, that's gonna do it for us this week.
Oh my goodness gracious, what
that
an
was a
incredibly
good one, man. That was a good one.
I mean, from where
it's
we
really
got...
too bad that we're wrapping up as we getting as we are becoming gods. You know what I'm saying? Like we are
saying from those three Wikipedia articles,
I feel like that's literally word for word what Icarus said right as he flew up at the sun. It's and, too bad,
but exactly that's why we cut out before we get to the sun.
We are on
as
wings.
Long as we don't get canceled next episode, we got out on top.
We are on wings of wax. Oh boy,
that's gonna do it for us this week. Thank you so much to the Maximum Fun Podcast Network for having us on. And Will, tell us a little bit about the fan art if you got any.
We do have a new one. Oh yeah, special thanks to Mama Malice on Twitter for sending us a really really badass picture of Claire Redrock in Sniper Island 2 Space Sniper School.
Good.
This is incredibly cool. A real Borderlands kind of feel to it. So you can check that out at twitter.com/rjstorybreak or head over to our Facebook group bit.ly/storybreakfb to join the conversation.
Thank you to Chad Ellis who edits this podcast.
Thanks, Chad.
And head on over to MaximumFun.org to check out all the other great podcasts, listen to the ads, find another show you might like. So until next week, my name is Freddie Wong.
I'm Will Campos.
My name is Matt Arnold. We only got one more left after this.
One last ride.
Time, right? You know.
Yeah. Whatever it is. Whatever. Is it ride or time in the song? One last time, right?
One last time?
I don't know why I always say one last ride. Anyway, Hamilton.
Bye.
Welcome back to Fireside Chat on KMAX. With me in studio to take your calls is the dopest duo on the West Coast, Oliver Wong and Morgan Rhodes. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'm looking for a music podcast that's insightful and thoughtful, but like also helps me discover artists and albums that I've never heard of.
Yeah, man. Sounds like you need to listen to Heat Rocks every week. Myself, and I'm Morgan Rhodes, and my co-host here, Oliver Wong, talk to influential guests about a canonical album that has changed their lives.
Guests like Moby, Open Mike Eagle, talk about albums by Prince, Joni Mitchell, and so much more.
Yo, what's that show called again?
Heat Rocks, deep dives into hot records.
Everything.